Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Live from FDR State Park in Yorktown, New York, Westchester Talk Radio presents Northwell Health's second annual Health Walk at Westchester. How are you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for the proceedings. Lisa Wexler expected to join us as well, along with the mix master, Maddie the K-Mac Kane, our great engineer as always. Want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, India Point Energy Center, Hightower, Westchester, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, White Plains Hospital, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Indeed it is, Matt. Please download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store of Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can follow us on Instagram, too. We are at Shark Creative. Yes, it is the second annual health walk going on here at FDR State Park in Yorktown Heights. And funds raised by the walk will benefit the Bruce and Andrea Yablon Cancer Health and Wellness Program at Northern Westchester Hospital, also benefiting Phelps Memorial Hospital. And we have with us as our very first guest to kick things off today on this fine Sunday, Joel Seligman. We talked to him before, President and CEO of Northern Westchester Hospital. Joel, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Good morning. It's great to be here. Thanks for having us on.
Well, this is your second event, the second time we have done this walk. Tell us for our audience what this is going to be all about. It's the second annual.
Yeah, it's really about two things. One is just the spirit of community. It's getting our staff out, their friends and neighbors. It's getting people from all these local communities who use our hospitals and care so much about the health of their communities, to get them all out here, walking together, having a good time, socializing, just feeling good about being outdoors at FDR Park. It's a beautiful place here.
How's the turnout expected to be for this year compared to last year?
I think we have a really good turnout expected. The weather's cooperating so far, so hopefully that'll continue, and everybody comes out for this. This is a great event.
It really is. So tell us more about what the meaning of this walk is all about.
Yeah, so well, for our hospital, it's about our cancer center, our health and wellness program. We take a very holistic view of cancer care. Patients are, we do everything we can to make them feel good about what they're going through. And so we offer a whole list of services at no cost to patients, ranging from mindful wellness to fitness programming to an integrative medicine program that they can enjoy each time they come in for treatment. And so it puts a whole different spin on having cancer and getting treatment for it and feeling good throughout and after.
Tell us more about what this walk is. When people see what they when they're going to come here, the vendors that are going to be here, there's really something for the whole family, kids too.
Exactly right. This is a big family event. I'm looking at the bouncy castle over there with kids already bouncing early in the morning. But there's wonderful support from community vendors, from our banks, from other providers that we work with. And it's a family thing. Everyone's here. I love the dogs. It's just like a great collection of dogs. And just everybody walking together and having fun together.
This is going to go on for how long today?
We'll be here for a couple hours this morning, and it's about a 2.5-mile walk. It's not a race. It's something everybody can do, everybody can enjoy together, and come meet some new friends and neighbors.
All right. So, again, really a wonderful cause here for this cancer center here. And, again, so just to explain to everybody here, again, it's a day to come together with family, friends, and colleagues to celebrate and support the health and wellness of the entire community. And, again, some of these activities, there's health and wellness exhibits, all kinds of things. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, well, the nutritional stuff, and there's a massage booth, and there's physical therapy here. We're just trying to help people get in touch with their bodies and how they can live a healthier, more holistic life. And there's a lot of ways to do that. And you can come down here and learn about it, try some things out, meet some people who are doing these kinds of therapies with us, and
we also have musical entertainment. We have a kids zone as well,
and a live band coming from Phelps Memorial Hospital. It's great to do stuff together with Phelps. We're both members of Northwell Health, and we do a lot of programming together, a lot of clinical programs together. And last year we had a band from Northern Westchester Hospital, and this morning it's a band from Phelps. So it's a great way to get everybody involved.
All right, so this walk goes until 11 o'clock today. And again, the weather pretty much holding up. I know we had a lot of rain yesterday, so hopefully things will stay dry and you'll get a tremendous turnout, again, benefiting such a worthy cause for these two hospitals and that cancer program.
Yep, sounds great. And we thank you guys for being part of it. You play a big role in getting the word out for us, and hope we do this for many more years.
Thank you. Joel Seligman, ladies and gentlemen, President and CEO of Northern Westchester Hospital. Again, Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live here from FDR State Park in Yorktown. And Lisa Wexler will be getting ready to resume the proceedings with us in just a moment. We're going to step aside for the short break. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. I'm Jim Cleefield, back with more after this.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades.
Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
And welcome. I'm Lisa Wexler, and we are here in Yorktown at the Franklin Roosevelt State Park at the second annual Northwell Health Walk. And it's a little bit rainy and muddy. I want to introduce you to Dorothy Caffron, the Palliative Care Nurse Coordinator at Northern Westchester Hospital. Good morning, Dorothy.
Good morning.
So, Dorothy, I understand that palliative care, when most people hear it, they believe it's exclusively related to end of life and hospice care. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
So, to clarify, palliative care is a specialized branch of medicine that addresses symptom management throughout the continuum of chronic illness for the best quality of life. While hospice care is a type of palliative care, not all palliative care is hospice.
So, in other words, if you have a chronic condition but you're not dying, you might have to cycle in and out of palliative care depending upon how you're feeling with the disease?
Yes, that's part of it. So the best example I can give is if I were diagnosed with breast cancer, for example, depending upon the type of breast cancer, the stage of breast cancer, I would likely be receiving a mastectomy, for example, or a lumpectomy, followed by perhaps some radiation therapy and maybe even some chemotherapy. But while I'm receiving that aggressive life-prolonging treatment, appropriately so, I may feel some symptoms such as some skin irritation from the radiation, some nausea and vomiting from the chemo, some depression from the diagnosis, some pain from the surgery. So just because I'm receiving life-prolonging treatment, does that mean my symptoms should be ignored? Of course not. That's really captures what palliative care is. It's provided along the continuum of chronic illness.
And what we mean by palliative care, is that exclusively pain management? Are we talking morphine, opiates, things like that?
That's part of it, but it's certainly not exclusively that. So pain is certainly a symptom that affects quality of life, but certainly nausea, vomiting, depression, shortness of breath, a whole host of distressing symptoms would affect one's quality of life.
What qualifies you, Dorothy Caffron, as a palliative care nurse to understand the nature of the pharmaceuticals that would be involved? Because we're talking very strong pharmaceuticals.
So I happen to have a certification in hospice and palliative care for 8 years now, and yet again, I'm being recertified yet again. I'm required in order to maintain that certification in order to continue with my enhanced knowledge base to attend a multitude of continuing educations. I also provide education at the hospital for new orientees, for newly hired RNs that are new to the profession. And we provide education throughout the hospital through meetings, through educational sessions as well.
What brought you personally, Dorothy Caffron, to this area of work within nursing?
So I've been a nurse for many, many years. And that being said, I did have a personal experience that really spoke to me in that over 20 years ago, my father actually died of prostate cancer. And being one of eight children, all eight of us made it to his bedside the night before he died. And the reality is, he was at the time on home hospice, and I can say very securely that it was a beautiful death. He was surrounded by family, his symptoms were managed, he was at peace, and it really was a beautiful death, and that can happen.
And so are you saying that because that was a beautiful experience and painful, that this is something you wanted to replicate for other people?
I'd have to say yes, in short, in that many, many people approach me and say, how can you do what you do? Isn't it so depressing? And it's actually quite the opposite. It's a privilege to work with patients and families along this continuum and even at the end of their life. And I view it more as these things are going to happen and what I can do to help that situation and really provide comfort both in symptom management and in education and explaining. So it really is a privilege caring for these patients and families.
It's wonderful to chat with you. We're chatting with Dorothy Caffron. I'm Lisa Wexler, and Dorothy is the palliative care nurse coordinator at Northern Westchester Hospital. So if somebody's listening today and they think that you might be able to help them, can they call you up separately and make an appointment to talk with you, or does it have to be in context with you as a team member affiliated with another doctor?
So I'm part of a palliative care team within the walls of the hospital. However, that being said, we do have a palliative care phone number that should you have any questions, I can certainly guide you as to where you should go from here, what questions you may wish to ask your physician, and offer to you what community supports are out there. So the phone number for the palliative care at Northern Westchester Hospital is 914-242-7914.
One more time.
That's 914-242-7914.
Dorothy Caffron, a pleasure to speak with you. And thank you so much for sharing what you do. Many people would say it's God's work.
Thank you very much.
I'm Lisa Wexler. We'll be back with more on this misty day here at here in Yorktown at Roosevelt, Franklin Roosevelt State Park. So stay with us for more of a great day. You're listening to the second annual Northwell Health Walk featuring Northern Westchester Hospital. Stay tuned for more.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Lisa Wexler, and welcome. We are part of a great day here, the second annual Northwell Health Walk at Franklin Roosevelt State Park in Yorktown. It is green, it is beautiful, it is misty. People are getting ready to do their thing. I want to introduce you to Rebecca Martin, the Senior Director of Dining Services at Northern Westchester and Phelps Hospital. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning. So nice to be here with you.
Well, it's nice to have you here. So I understand your motto is food is care?
Yes, food is care is a very important part of our care at Northern Westchester and at Phelps, and particularly with cancer care as well.
So let's talk about food at hospitals, because of course you have a very tough reputation to overcome. Most people think hospital food and they think yuck.
Yes, that's true. But we are here to tell you it can be otherwise. It can be absolutely delicious and healthful, and that is what we serve up.
All right, so let's talk about the fact that in the real world, outside a hospital setting, nobody knows what to eat. Okay, I'm on Whole 30. I saw a hysterical commercial this morning where someone went from vegan to paleo. And that was a great commercial, I thought, because truthfully, everyone is trying to figure out what to eat. In a hospital, how do you manage, administratively, how do you manage everybody's dietary requirements?
That's a great question. And actually, there are prescriptions for people's diets. So we offer a very wide variety of foods and choices, but we try to make all of them healthful. So that if you come in and you have a, let's say, a regular diet, there aren't any limits on what you can eat, we're still going to make sure that you're eating something that's healthy and delicious. And the same goes for somebody who's on a pureed diet. Let's say you can't eat everything, you can't chew. We will actually puree those foods for you so you can eat all those delicious things that you love, and even though you're on a somewhat restricted diet.
So I have to tell you, my brother-in-law passed away in January at Sloan Kettering. I know, it was awful. And but I will tell you, the bright spot in all of his stays was the food.
Well, there you go. See, hospital food can be delicious. Food is care. It's one very important way we care for you there.
It was rather shocking. And, of course, in his latest, his very last days, he couldn't eat. But everyone in the family did and could. And I have to tell you, we were surprised at the quality of the food. How is it that, let me ask you, are you sourcing organic? Are you going as far as organic and local as a hospital? How is it that you're trying to innovate and bring people a good diet?
Well, one very important way we're doing this is that Northwell has brought on Chef Bruno Tisson, who's Michelin star chef from Sonoma. So he's now heading up all of food services across the entire organization. And we now have Chef Andrew Kane as our executive chef at Northern and Phelps Hospitals. He is also Michelin star chef. And so he puts his touches on all the food that we're offering now, and he does source excellent food. He ripens foods properly so that your melons smell like melons, and he's teaching all of the chefs and culinarians in the kitchens how to do this as well.
Any gardens at the hospitals?
Excellent question. Yes, at Phelps, we are building 4 different gardens. We have an aspiring leaders garden. We're building a therapeutic garden, a meditation garden, and an intergenerational garden. So we have lots of garden work ahead of us this summer.
Because you know those great chefs, they just want to be able to pick their own herbs and vegetables.
Absolutely. Fresh is best. Fresh is always best.
Fresh is totally best. Rebecca, what brought you into this field personally? How did you come to this?
That's another fun question. I actually was an attorney before I did this. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, I heard. Yes, I clerked in the Southern District of New York. Yes. And then 9/11 happened. And, you know, that had such a profound impact. And actually, I had my children. I went into labor on 9/11 and went to Northern Westchester, where I hadn't been before, and had my twins there the next morning and had the best care of my life.
You had your twins on the morning of 9/12/2001?
Correct, I did, yes. At Northern Westchester, where the care was mind-bogglingly amazing. And this is, you know, 16 years ago. So to be able to be a part of it now in this profound way and give back is incredibly meaningful.
We're chatting with Rebecca Martin, who is the Senior Director of Dining Services, both at Northern Westchester Hospital and Phelps, at Phelps Memorial. So, Rebecca, you said that you began as an attorney. Did you have to go back to school and take science courses and get another degree or certification to do this?
Actually, what I did is I found an amazing chef who had gone to the CIA, Culinary Institute of America, and I partnered with her instead, and we started our own business. So that's how I got into it. I learned from somebody who is incredibly talented.
Which is more fun, food or the law?
Is that even a question?
I want you to know that I've been a radio host now for almost 12 years, and I literally have a continuing segment of former lawyers who are doing something more fun with their life.
Well, this definitely would apply.
Rebecca Martin, what a pleasure to get to know you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Rebecca Martin, the Senior Director of Dining Services. I'm Lisa Wexler. We are here in Yorktown at the beautiful Franklin Roosevelt State Park for the second annual Northwell Health Walk, featuring Northern Westchester Hospital and others here today to walk, to run, to be together. We'll be back.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to buy a new car, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
And welcome. I'm Lisa Wexler. We are here at the second annual Northwell Health Walk featuring Northern Westchester Hospital, and also Phelps Memorial is here, and the sun is just trying to peek through on this Sunday that's been the tip of a pretty rainy weekend. But we are getting to know the staff at Northern Westchester Hospital and also Phelps Memorial. I want to introduce you to Allison Ferguson, who is an RN and a radiation oncology nurse in cancer care. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. I see you've got a bunch of little ones with you today.
Yes, I do. I have three children, almost 13 years old, 9 years old, and 2 years old.
All I can say for that is wow and congratulations. And how do you do that and keep a full-time job at Northern Westchester Hospital?
Just stay very busy.
I know, but you must also need some help with childcare.
I do, yes.
So, Allison, you are in an area where people hear the label radiation oncology, and frankly, they'd rather run away. So let me ask you, before we get to what you do, why you do it, what brought you to this area?
I've always had a love for oncology. When I was younger, my mom had cancer, so I went through that with her, and I knew that I wanted to make a difference and give back and always try to help people and do the right thing and be an inspiration. They're an inspiration to me, the cancer patients. They make me want to do better every day and be a better person and a better nurse. So they inspire me to help them.
How was your mother?
My mom is wonderful.
Well, so that's a good story. So she came through cancer onto the other side.
She is a survivor and a beautiful one at that.
All right, so Allison Ferguson, tell me a little bit. Give me an idea of the size of the cancer program at Northern Westchester Hospital. At any one time, how many beds are allocated for cancer?
Well, in the cancer center, I work in the radiation area, so we have outpatients that come in. So we see anywhere from 30 to 40 patients, sometimes more, a day. We have patients who come in daily for radiation treatments, and then we have patients who come in for consults and for follow-up appointments also.
And what is your job? If you were to describe to me, give me a little bit of a job description, what is it that you actually do in the course of a day?
Nursing is sort of how to describe what a mom does in a day. We kind of do everything. You know, we care for our patients. We make sure we check them in. We make them part of our family. We build that trust with them because we see them every day. So we build a sort of trust so that they become part of our family. We tell them whether they like it or not, we become part of their family. So we do everything from vital signs. We draw blood every day. We help procedures. We do Gamma Knife procedures there. We do GYN procedures. We do a lot of stuff.
And when you say we, so you're the nurse. So in a Gamma Knife procedure, that is something we hear advertised on the radio. It's for prostate cancer? No?
That's for brain tumors or trigeminal neuralgias or benign brain tumors.
Oh, I should know that because my brother-in-law had that done.
Yeah, so we work with neurosurgeons and our physicist and a radiation oncologist and a nurse. We all work together with the...
Are people under anesthesia for that procedure?
They'd have conscious sedation.
So, all right, so Allison Ferguson, so you love what you do. You find the patients themselves inspirational. In the course of a day, you're doing a million different kinds of things. Tell us, how long have you been doing this?
I've been a nurse for 14 years.
So I'm curious to know, Allison, in the 14 years that you've been a nurse, what have been some of the big transformational ways in which cancer patients are treated, both as human beings and in terms of medically? What have you seen in 14 years?
I think the major thing right now, the past few years, is treating the patient as a whole, you know, mind, body, and spirit. And that is one thing that the Cancer Center does amazingly. We have the health and wellness program here, and all of our patients are able to benefit from that. So we're treating them physically with the radiation, but we're also helping their mind and their body and their spirit with acupuncture. We do, they do Reiki, they do meditation, they do yoga, chair yoga if they can't do yoga. They have medical oncology massage. We have pastoral care there if they need it. We have nutrition. We have everything that they need.
You know, years ago, Western medicine had a reputation at sneering at a bunch of these mind, body, and spirit techniques, which were a lot of them coming from the East, from India and other places. And there was this notion that there was almost a war between Western and Eastern medicine. In terms of the physicians, do you see an attitudinal change?
Definitely. I mean, in our center, our physicians have always been on board to help because they see the big picture and they see that these patients need more than just a physical treatment. They need the extra that we can help them get there. And it is definitely widely more welcomed through the hospital. Everybody is very interested in making sure the patient is taken care of in all aspects, not just.
And as a nurse, Allison Ferguson, do you see an empirical difference between patients that avail themselves of those other kinds of spiritual remedies to help their own healing?
Absolutely. We see them, you know, I know exactly when they're coming out of the room from getting a therapy because they're floating. They're more relaxed. They're breathing a little bit better. You know, they may be still hurting or aching, but you can tell that they're a little bit more calmer. And if we could do that just for a minute, then we've done our job.
Allison Ferguson. We're chatting with Allison Ferguson, who is the radiation oncology nurse at Northern Westchester Hospital. I'm Lisa Wexler. If you're joining us now, the sun is coming out, and it looks like maybe it's May. You know, I wouldn't have noticed that this morning. It seemed more like November. But we're here at Franklin Roosevelt State Park, the second annual Northwell Health Walk at Westchester. And that's a mouthful. And we're featuring Northern Westchester Hospital as well as Phelps Memorial Hospital today. Allison Ferguson, tell me about the working environment at Northern Westchester Hospital for you.
The working environment at the Cancer Center is one like no other. We are a family. So there's three nurses that I work with. I work with a physicist. I work with beautiful, amazing doctors. I work with a PA. And the radiation therapist. We are all our one big family. We all know everything about each other. We make sure we make the patients laugh every day. We laugh and cry with each other all the time. And it is a big family environment.
And in 14 years of cancer care, anecdotally, from your point of view, are patients living longer and better?
They are. We're definitely trying to make that happen every day.
Thank you very much, Allison Ferguson, for joining us today. Go have fun with your little ones and enjoy this beautiful day.
Thank you so much.
A pleasure. I'm Lisa Wexler. Stay tuned for more interviews. Get to know the staff at Northern Westchester Hospital, Phelps Memorial. We're here for the second annual Northwell Health Walk at Westchester.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
And hello, I'm Lisa.
Lisa Wexler. Welcome back to the Northwell Health Walk at Westchester, our second annual outing here as the sun is starting to come out. We are in Yorktown at the beautiful Franklin Roosevelt State Park, and it's starting to feel like summer. Joining us right now is Susan Balamacy, a integrative therapies holistic registered nurse, RN, at Northern Westchester Hospital. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
So, Susan, you are an advocate, a cheerleader, a pioneer at the Bruce and Andrea Yablon Cancer Health and Wellness Program that we are here to raise money for today.
Yes, we are so blessed, and I'd like to start by thanking Bruce and Andrea Yablon for their generous support, and we are blessed to be able to provide wonderful cancer care support services free of charge for all of our patients in the community and who are going through cancer treatment or cancer recovery, even end of life. We're able to give our patients these complementary stress reduction modalities that really, really improve quality of life.
I want to understand this. So if you go to Northern Westchester Hospital and you're a patient and you're being treated for cancer, regardless of your personal ability to pay and regardless of your insurance status, you can avail yourselves of this menu of health and wellness programs for free?
That's correct. In fact, anyone in the community, even if you have your treatment in the city or at another hospital, if you have a physician that is with our hospital, you are also available for these services.
Do these services take place at the hospital?
Yes, they take place at the Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center. And so it's we offer... Oops! A little technical issue.
Okay, Susan, just continue before the things fall on our head again. Yeah. Thank you very much. Some quick-thinking health person decided to run to our rescue, but we're perfectly okay. We're chatting with Susan Balamacy. We're talking about integrative therapies. So you were saying that if you have an affiliation with a physician, even if you're not doing all of your cancer treatment in Northern Westchester Hospital.
That is correct. It's free of charge. And so everyone is eligible to receive integrative medicine, nutritional support, mindfulness meditation, and stress reduction therapies, and a fitness program. So I am part of the integrative therapies program, myself and Vanessa McKay-Barr, and she is our acupuncturist. And I have brought oncology medical massage to this program. We offer the oncology medical massage, Reiki, reflexology, and integrate aromatherapy, guided imagery, and guided breathing.
All right, so I'm going to stop you there because some of these terms, some people may not be so familiar with. Let's go to the first thing you mentioned, oncology medical massage. How is that distinguished from just getting a massage?
That's an excellent question. Oncology medical massage is classic Western or Swedish massage that is modified or adapted to each person's personal medical history so that it'll be a little different for each person. The type of modifications we're making is we're reducing pressure. We are working in particular areas. There's always somewhere that we can work.
So let me ask you a very specific question, Susan. So let's say you've had a mastectomy.
Yes.
You've had a mastectomy, and maybe you've had, because you've had a mastectomy, you don't have any lymph nodes anymore either. So if you are the masseuse, how are you approaching that patient?
So we are going to maintain arm precautions for whatever side that they've had the lymph nodes either removed or radiotherapy can also alter the performance of the lymph nodes. So we would maintain arm precautions. We would work our strokes in a certain direction for greatest lymphatic flow. Basically, what we're trying to do is to to elicit a relaxation response, and we're not doing deep tissue work. We are, this type of massage is half the speed, half the pressure, and double the lotioning. It's meant to be very slow and hypnotic. And so my goal is to get a patient, switch a patient from a stress response to a sympathetic, to a parasympathetic relaxation response. So it's a different style. We're not doing like athletic style massage or a deep pressure, pressure or a any kind of shiatsu. It's a much gentler approach. And there's always a place that we can work a little deeper. We can do reflexology of the feet. And I like to do a nice combination of massage and reflexology.
For those who don't know, explain, what is reflexology?
So reflexology is our, using the pressure points on the feet. That it's part of an Ayurvedic system that, and each point relates to a different organ system. And we also use Chinese medicine, so we'll use the pressure points, the same point that an acupuncturist would use, only with our fingers. And so that is a way, working the feet is a wonderful, relaxing way that just brings brings a, just a reduction of stress and a relaxation in a way that is so beneficial to the health of our
We're body. Chatting with Susan Balamacy. So what many people may not know is that in the Ayurvedic, which is the Indian philosophy and the Chinese philosophy, the foot isn't just its own appendage. Every nerve ending that corresponds to every other organ system also has a pressure point in the foot. So if you press a point on the arch, you might actually be massaging your kidney, right? That's the kind of, that's what reflexology is, correct?
Right, correct. So, and the kidney would be, yes, would be in the center of the foot.
Okay. Well, I was just taking a guess, but you know what I mean.
But it's true. And Vanessa will talk more about acupressure points, acupuncture points, but in Chinese medicine, you know, half the meridians end in the feet, and so it's the feet are potent points to access energy with the goal of balancing energy through the body.
And you also mentioned one other term, Susan. I want to know what, when you say Reiki, R-E-I-K-I, what is that?
Reiki is a very gentle, energetic touch. It's a laying on of hands progressively from head to toe or toe to head, and also with the aim of balancing energy, and just placing the hands gently and systematically on the body is extremely comforting. And I use Reiki a lot with our palliative care patients, and it's especially good for settling for pain reduction. And we can also, even with our positioning, alleviate a lot of pain just by the way we set up a patient on the therapy table, using, you know, pillows and bolsters and towels, and how you set a patient up positionally can be the first step in relieving their pain.
Well, that's certainly true. In fact, you know, one of the things that many people didn't realize for a long time is that sometimes having surgery could cause more injuries because of a person having to be on their back for so long, quite seriously. And then I think the doctors and nurses got wind and they started to put pillows in apropos places so that people didn't wake up from surgery with their joints out of joint.
Right, right. And then if you add in other things, like we will add in aromatherapy, so the use of essential oils. Lavender is very popular. So are the citrus oils, which also help with nausea and regulating digestion. So I like to think about our therapies as being a complex collection of therapies, of aromatherapy. We will do guided breathing, which is very important. And we also have these wonderful classes that I'd like to talk about, because I teach the mindfulness meditation classes on Tuesdays and Fridays. But they're unlimited. They're very helpful in teaching specific stress reduction techniques, such as guided breath, such as progressive muscle relaxation, the use of imagery. And so we have yoga. We have Qigong. We have these wonderful classes, also free, that are so helpful. So, you know, even if you didn't want to take advantage of integrative medicine hands-on modalities, you could always come to these classes.
And you don't have to be a cancer patient?
They are. It's for cancer patients and their caregivers or family members. So they can bring someone with them.
That's really wonderful. I really think it's extraordinary of this couple to have endowed this center. And we're here today for this walk to continue to raise money for it. Do you know how much, Susan Balamacy, do you know how much is budgeted each year to keep this program sustained, how much money the program needs?
That I don't know. Our director would have those numbers.
But, I mean, we're here to raise money to supplement, but this is an extraordinary endowment by a local couple.
Oh, absolutely. And I wish that they could be flies on the wall and hear patient after patient grateful, thankful, and thanking them for being being offered these services, because it makes a tremendous difference in being able to meet the challenges of meet the healthcare challenges and get through feeling resilient and feeling steady and optimistic. So.
I'm a lifelong believer. I've been in acupuncture for 15 years. I do meditation every day with TM, and it's a huge enhancement to my life, without even a question. And I believe that it is probably the most, the single, particularly the acupuncture, the single most important ingredient in my long-term poo-poo good health.
Yes, excellent. That is wonderful. It is the key. I believe it is the key to our self-care.
Yes. Susan Balamacy, Integrative Therapies, Holistic RN. If anybody has questions about this program, which frankly seems too good to be true, but it is true, that these services are free to cancer patients, how would they find you? What phone call would they make?
So they can call 914-242-8115. They would meet, ask to meet with our nurse practitioner who runs the program, who is there, would be their healthcare coach, and to be enrolled in the program.
Thank you very much, Susan Balamacy. I'm Lisa Wexler. Thanks for joining us this morning. We are at the second annual Northwell Health Walk in Westchester. The sun is coming out. The dogs are here. Although Sugar is not with me today, but the rest of the dogs are very nice. And everyone's getting going. We'll be back.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
I'm Lisa Wexler. Welcome. And we are here at the second annual Northwell Health Walk in Westchester. That's a lot of W's at one time. But we are here at Franklin Roosevelt State Park, and we are bringing you the action in this wonderful fundraiser for a cancer center that offers free integrative services to all the patients who are cancer patients at Northern Westchester Hospital and who are affiliated with any doctor at Northern Westchester Hospital but who happen to have cancer. Joining us now is a member of the community who volunteers to help with the support services that are so essential to the Northern Westchester community. Her name is Dawn Manwaring. Welcome, Dawn.
Hi, nice to be here.
Well, it's very nice to have you here. So I saw, Dawn, that you were manning a booth here at this fair, the Community Center of Northern Westchester. Tell us, what does it do?
Well, I'd like to say it's this little building where lots of amazing things happen. It's a building in Katona. It's an organization that's been there for 25 years. In this little building, there's a food pantry, a boutique. They offer English classes, OSHA 101 training classes. There's a scholarship program. They send kids to sleepaway camp. It's this really wonderful organization that is supported by the Northern Westchester community with a group of volunteers and employees that actually really care about the mission of the organization.
How did you come to find out about the organization?
I've donated over the years to the organization, and I now volunteer, and I've just become a new board member, but I've known of this organization over the years. It's just such a great, well-regarded, community-based organization.
So Northern Westchester, so tell us a little bit about the population that it serves and about the need.
So there's a food pantry in the building, and that serves about 5 days out of the month per family member. They work with restaurants and grocery stores and bakeries and farms in the area, and obviously community volunteer donations. They try to fill in the gaps of need and then sort of move past that to sort of self-sufficiency. And they do it with this sense of dignity and just real appreciation for the fact that these people are also stakeholders in our community.
There are so many people, luckily, who get to live in a bubble. I mean, I always say it because I live in one myself. I live in a beautiful community that looks extremely beautiful on the outside, but we support in the community I live in, which is Westport, Connecticut, we support a full men's and women's shelter, a Project Return for runaway teen girls, all kind of housing for homeless and people with chronic substance abuse issues that are in sobriety. So what I'm trying to say to you, Dawn, is that in every community that appears beautiful on the outside, there are many people in need.
That's true, and what I love about our organization, it becomes a conduit for the ones that have and the ones that need, and there's so much goodness on either end, and so much appreciation.
It's a nice thing that you're volunteering for it. So you chose to come here today, I assume, to bring awareness to the organization?
Yes, because as it happens, the Northern Westchester Hospital happens to be a community partner. We have several community partners, many churches and civic organizations in Northern Westchester, and they happen to be one of them. And so we're here to support them as they do with us.
And in what ways are they a community partner? What does that mean?
They give time, they volunteers, in-kind contributions.
It's a nice thing. It really is. And they're located in Katona. So to find out more about it, it's called the Community Center of Northern Westchester.
Yes, it's in on 84 Bedford Road in Katona. We're open Tuesday to Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturdays from 10 to 1. And we do take food and clothing donations. And if you'd like to volunteer, please just go to our website or call us up, and, you know, we'd love to have you.
Yes, because I'm seeing in terms of what they say about themselves, they serve about 2,000 families. 37% of those who receive food from the food pantry are children. And over last year, over 8,000 visits to the center's food pantry in 1 year, with more than 900 children receiving school supplies, new sleepwear. People forget kids need pajamas.
Yes, exactly. So there are all these little wonderful needs that they sort of pick up on, and programs tend to blossom based on ideas and needs that sort of come up.
Well, I want to thank you very much, Dawn Manwaring, for giving us your time this morning to tell us about this wonderful organization. Thank you so much. Lovely meeting you today.
Nice to meet you, too. Thanks so much.
I'm Lisa Wexler, and the sun is coming out here at the second annual Northwell Health Walk at Westchester. And people are on their way on the walk. Stay tuned for more wonderful conversations with committed people committed to ensuring your care in the community.
Your booth is one of many at a trade show. So how do you get yours to stand out? How do you improve your ROI? How do you generate high-value show leads? You call Skyline Genesis Event Marketing, experts at producing world-class trade show displays, providing solutions designed to give your company's booth and brand an edge, to make your exhibit compelling, to craft an event experience like no other. Boost your trade show ROI, supercharge your lead generation, and give your company the advantage it deserves. Learn more about Skyline Genesis Event Marketing at SkylineGenesis.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Hi, I'm Lisa Wexler, and I'm here at the second annual Northwell Health Walk in Westchester, here in Yorktown at the beautiful Franklin Roosevelt State Park, as the sun has come out and the people are walking. And we are joined this morning by Maggie Trainer, who's going to tell us a little bit about Family Services of Westchester. Welcome, Maggie.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
So, Maggie, you're here today because there were two specific services that you wanted the community to know about that help seniors.
Yes. So Family Services of Westchester is a very large non-for-profit, and we have over 50 programs and services. Specifically, I'm here representing two of our senior programs and services. Well, I'll just let you know. The first one is My Second Home, yep. Which is an intergenerational adult day care program for people with memory loss. We have two locations, one in Mount Kisco on Radio Circle Drive, and then the other location is actually on North Broadway in White Plains. Both programs are a social model, adult day, and they are combined with child care programs. So the one in Mount Kisco is combined with the Mount Kisco Child Care Center. So a lot of the programming and activities and meals are combined with the children. And then the one in White Plains is combined with the Universal Pre-K in White Plains. So it's all the four-year-old kids. They're both housed in the same building, and a lot of the programs are combined, the activities, arts and crafts, social parties and things that they do, and some of the meals as well.
So, Maggie, what we're talking about, and I know this from my other hat and my other life as and what I do a lot of work with elderly people that have cognitive issues.
Yes.
And so what most people who don't need to know about this don't know is that when you start to have a certain kind of dementia, there are alternatives for people that are in the stages where they don't have to be in assisted living or nursing homes, but they can be managed very often with day programs where they leave their house, and during the day, their mind is stimulated and their body is moving because they're socialized with other people.
Correct, yes. So a social model adult care is a great complement to like a home care program. So you see a lot of our people are still living at home with their spouse or an adult child, and instead of just getting an aide to be with them if the family is working, this is more an active lifestyle that they can maintain. And then sometimes if they do go home, they might need an aide at night. And a lot of times people are overwhelmed with maybe if a spouse gets Alzheimer's, they're not so quick to want to place the person in assisted living or anything like this. And this is really a nice, a nice alternative option. And you can see that they actually stay living home in their environment much longer than people who don't do any type of day program.
And I'm curious about this myself, Maggie. Do these come like with prescriptions from doctors or referrals from social workers? How would people become members of this community?
Well, again, part of my role is outreach along with Deb Casill, who also is head of livable communities for the county through Northern Westchester. But it's a lot of, it's word of mouth. Our current family members that are there are our best advertisement. They're able to tell other people about it. But yes, yeah, so you have a lot of key geriatricians that know about us and that refer. The Alzheimer's Association, of course, is a big fan of us.
But what I'm saying is, if you're a family member, can you call, can a person call you directly, or do they need the intervention of a professional?
No. It's a social model adult day program. So it is private pay. However, having said that, there is options for scholarships and different monies available to help people that maybe cannot afford it. So we just ask and encourage people to call and reach out to us.
And these are programs customized, so if someone can come one day a week, 2 days a week, 5 days a week.
Exactly, and we do even have Saturday programs as well. And then before we run out of time, I did want to touch on, which is actually part of the reason why I'm here today, is Ride Connect, which is a all-volunteer-based driver service for people 60 and over around the county and in parts of southern Putnam as well. We have over 250 volunteers that provide rides for seniors for any reason, not just the doctor, to take them to social engagements, hairdressing appointments, food shopping, and we even drive some people to their own volunteer opportunities. And I'm always in need of more volunteers.
Are you personally involved in the ride sharing?
Yes. Yes. It's funny that you said that, but you have a lot of people that that drive, that it's not just retirees that work for us. We have a lot of moms, and you can, have your kid in the car with you if you want, or and tack on the appointments to meet your needs based on where you're going. And it's very nice. Once you're cleared to drive, you can go online, and there's a website that we have all our rides posted, and then you have the password to get in, and you can self-assign yourself and work around your schedule to provide whatever help you can give us.
That's fantastic. So you can literally, with the interface of the computer, create the logistics that work for you as a volunteer.
Correct. Yes. So it's great. And then we'll call the person who requested the ride and let them know.
We're chatting about the Ride Share program, which is another service offered by Family Services of Westchester. And to find out more about Rideshare, if you can volunteer, if you can help, or if you need those services, if you're listening now and you're thinking, you know what, I'd like to go there at night, but I don't like to drive at night anymore. I'd like to go to that meeting. I'd like to attend that local zoning meeting, or I'd like to go play bridge. But you don't like to drive, but you've been invited. Particularly, we do not have helpful public transportation around Northern Westchester County. We have to be able to get in the car. So how would people find out more about Rideshare?
Ride Connect, you can easily just contact us. Our phone number is 914-242-7433. Karen Gannis is our director. And also you can check out our website at www.rideconnectwestchester.org.
So that's 914-242-7433 for Ride Connect. You have 250 volunteers. That's pretty extraordinary. How many people do you drive?
Last year, we helped 17,000 people 60 and older around the county. Now, most of those were rides, but also including referrals. So if we weren't able to actually get them a ride, we try and help match them up with another program or a discounted taxi service, paratransit as well. So our call center people, who really are the ones that make the program work, and we're staffed Monday through Friday, and we have voicemail. Otherwise, they're the ones that do all the work, and they're almost like social workers with what they have to do on the phone. It's a fine dance to coordinate who could drive who where and try and match up the right volunteer with the right person.
Yeah, because I was thinking, Maggie Trainer, I was thinking that if you end up driving somebody someplace, you end up becoming their friend.
Yes, well, that's exactly it. It's very personal, and it has really created some great friendships.
And then you find out in the car that they were too embarrassed to ask, but they could really use this or that, and it becomes more of an expanding friendship.
Yes. And then what's great is that we're under the umbrella of Family Services of Westchester. So they're able to link them up to other programs if they need the help.
Maggie Traynor, thank you so much for being with us. Family Services of Westchester, two programs that cater to the seniors in our community, My Second Home and Ride Connect. To find out more, you can just call 914-242-7433 or find them on the web. I'm Lisa Wexler. Stay tuned for more at the second annual Northwell Health Walk in Westchester.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Peak and others too, and now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.